The two crew beasts lifted the wooden bar, allowing the door to swing inward. Flinky and Kringtail were flung in, landing face down in the mud as the sea rats poured through. Ragabol seized the ferret's nose and twisted it, bringing Plumnose up on his paw tip, squealing in agony.
Let go!
The captain let go and kicked Plumnose flat in the mud.
So you're the big bad warrior who put this place to siege, eh?
He roared with laughter as the ferret held a paw tenderly around his bruised nose and pointed to the gatehouse.
Not me! Bad Red's in there! He did it!
The little fox was half asleep as the gatehouse door crashed off its hinges. He was dumbstruck at the sight that greeted him. Ragabol strode forcefully in. Squinting one eye as he glared ferociously around.
Which one of you is Bad Red?
The crew, terrified out of their wits by 50 sea rats leering through the doorway at them, pointed quickly at the fox. Ragga's polished paw hook latched into Bad Red's belt, jerking the fox face to face with him. The barbaric captain's murderous eyes bored into the fox's numbed gaze.
So then, little laddo, you're the mighty Bad Red.
Speech deserted him. Bad Red could only stammer. Ragabol shook him like a rag doll, covering the little fox with spittle as he roared into his face.
Don't stand there making noises like an idiot! Oh, you won't, you Bad Red, you ranty buffoon!
The fox nodded furiously as he heard his own voice squeak out. The sea captain turned to his crew, gold fangs a-sparkle, as he grinned at them.
Well now, ain't that nice? Say hello to our new captain, buckos.
There was loud guffawing and shouts of ridicule from the sea rats.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Mercy me, you do look fierce, don't he?
I'd watch how you talk to old Bad Red. Looks like an old master to me, a cold hearty killer.
I look at his sword.
The sea rat captain wrenched the broken cutlass from his victim's belt. He held it under Bad Red's nose.
Does your mama know you've been playing with this? Dearie me, you could cut yourself, naughty fox.
Ragabol's crew laughed until tears ran down their cheeks. When the fox's own crew began smiling and chuckling, the big sea rat turned on them savagely.
What are you lot laughing about, eh? Stupid clods! Letting yourself be ordered about by a little oaf with a busted sword? Get out of here, all of you! Clear out!
The vermin scurried to obey, cringing and ducking as they had to pass Ragabol, who was partially blocking the doorway. Still dragging Bad Red along by his belt, Ragga strode out into the sheeting rain, issuing orders to his sea rats.
Glimbo, Veron, Chaka, you stay in a little house with me. Ring here, lock that big gate, no beast gets in or out. Post a watch on it, the rest of you take shelter where you can find it. Blowfly, take a rope's end and keep an eye on this lot.
He indicated the fox's crew with a nod. Finally, Ragga turned his attention to the hapless Bad Red. Thrusting the broken cutlass into the fox's shaking paws, he snarled.
Now then, me laddo, you better be a good cook, or you'll find yourself being served up as victuals. Do you hear me?
Bad Red nodded miserably as Ragabol continued barking out orders.
Get yourself down to that pond and take your crew along. I want fish for me breakfast, a good fat un, and no excuses. Just how you catches and cooks it is your business. But if it ain't on the table, done perfectly, when I wakes up, then you'd best cut your own throat with that toy sword, because you won't want to face Ragabol. Now get to it, showfish!
He flung Bad Red face first into mud. Then, turning on his paw, the big sea rat strolled inside the gatehouse. The little fox raised his head, weeping and spitting out wet soil, thankful he was still alive. But for how long?